This is HeartWise, offering practical tips and time-proven guidelines to make your life healthier, happier, and more fulfilling. Today you'll learn simple Bible-based principles for building and maintaining optimum mental and physical health, all while deepening your relationship with your Creator. Here's your HeartWise host, Dr. James Markham.
Good day to everyone in our HeartWise audience. I'm joined today with Charles Mills, our health correspondent, who you hear frequently on HeartWise. He fills in and interviews some of the most interesting people in the world, trying to get everyone to think about their health and to realize that their body and their relationship with God, everything goes together. Charles, I'm glad you've joined us.
Thank you, and I'm so glad to be here. And I have one of those most interesting people right here with us today, and that would be you, Dr. James Markham.
Thank you, Charles.
We're glad you're here. I'd like to read a quote from your latest book, and I'm going to ask you about this quote. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Okay. Here's what you say in Medicines That Kill. It's the name of your book, Medicines That Kill. Here's your quote. Quote, "I am a physician trained in internal medicine and cardiology. I try to prevent deaths from cardiovascular disease. But it is plausible to conclude, after studying the numbers, that my time seeing patients might be better spent combating deaths from medications and educating the world about the dangers of taking prescription and non-prescription medications. In the long run, I might save more lives," end quote. Wow, Dr. Markham. Would you like to explain yourself?
Yeah, Charles. And if I've looked in my career over 20 years of practicing medicine, and it is practicing, I realized that I had preconceived notions about how medicine should be practiced. And those preconceived notions were given to me by the people that taught me. And they had preconceived notions. You know, 100 years ago, if you did, even 200 years ago, if you didn't put leeches on patients and pulled blood out of them when they had infections, you were considered a bad doctor. In the 1930s, in fact, in the Journal of the American Medical Association in the 30s, they said, if you have asthma, cigarettes are a good thing for you.
Oh.
Well, these were all preconceived notions at the time that were subsequently debunked.
Yes.
In fact, Hippocrates years ago thought that the heart was the center of reasoning. And later, another Alexandrian physician named Herophilus figured out once they started dissecting, it was actually the brain that was the center of reading. Well, that was another preconceived notion. So, you know, I look back the way you're practicing, you know, the death rates aren't going down from heart disease, from chronic disease. The death rates are going up. And yet the prescription medications and over-the-counter continue to rise. The number of drugstores seem to be flourishing. There's a disconnect here. You know, why are we spending more money on healthcare than ever before, and yet our society's sicker? So I had these preconceived notions that I had. I said, this is not right. Mm-hmm. Something's wrong. So I really went back and asked God to sort of show me what some of the problems are and how we can help people do better. And so one of the mottos that I had is I wanted to learn from the past, and I wanted to live for the present, but I long for the future.
I like
and,
that.
And, you know,
like
the past that. Of using so many medicines, you know, that's something we want to learn from. And we want to, each one of us, we want to live in the present and see what we can do, but we long for something more. And, you know, we've talked on previous programs about the deaths and the problems, you know. And I think what's shown a spotlight on this is all the celebrities, you know, that have overused, especially of prescription drugs. And many people believe that medications are safer than illegal substances, actually. But when combined with other prescriptions, over-the-counter medicines, prescription drugs, all these other things can be very dangerous as well. And medicines have the potential to kill people either quickly or slowly. And this is the message I wanted to get out in the book. But not only that, but I wanted to give people in the book hope. And in the middle part of the book, we talk about solutions. If they're on certain medications with their doctor's guidance, how might they come off these medications? And it's been a journey writing this book and talking about it and educating people. But I think this is a first step in awareness that there is a problem.
I am so proud to be involved with you on HeartWise Ministries, Dr. Markham. When you have books like this coming out, This tells me that you are really looking for solutions here. You're not just addressing the problem, you're addressing the reason for the problem. If we just stop and look at this and think about this with some common sense, the modern medications that we have today, the medicines that kill, came about because there was a growing problem. The problem came first. The medications came as an attempt to solve the problem, but the problem came first. So if we want to get over the problem, we need to find the reason for the problem. The answer is not found in the medications that came second. It comes from knowing what caused the problem in the first place. Am I on the right track?
You are absolutely on the right track. And if our listeners don't carry anything away from the program today, that's exactly what they're there. We got to find out the reason why. We don't want to treat the symptoms. We want to find out the causes. However, unfortunately, there's no profits to be made in finding out the reason why. If you find out the reason why, you might fix the problem. If the problem continues, there's more money in that. And I'm not saying, you know, the capitalistic society we live in, that's not a bad thing. But, you know, all these ads on the radio and the newspaper touting the latest, greatest drug for this, that, or the other, you know, if it was the best things for us, we wouldn't need them in the first place.
Yes,
we would
be
getting better. And that's what, you know, is so important for people to understand the reason why. And I like to say the reason why is stress on a system.
I'm going to make an assumption here, and I believe it's a true assumption, that most of the people in the drug companies, most of the people are hardworking, honest individuals who are trying to help people. They are trying to bring healing to people. And that's fine and good. But what we're saying here is, okay, bless their hearts, they're doing the best they can, but there is another way. And that's the message we're trying to get home here.
Absolutely. There's another way. And, you know, I talked about this word before, stress on a system. Well,
yes. In
defining the word stress, Charles, how would you define the word stress?
To me, stress is anything that is causing me to have a hard time doing what I want to do, thinking the way I want to think, sleeping the way I want to sleep, and having the health I want to have. Anytime anything gets in the way of those goals in my life, I'm going to have stress.
I would agree with that definition. And more than that, you know, I look back at stress and I said, well, you know what? How were we originally made? That was the only time when there was no stress.
Yeah.
And you know, and we think about stress on our genetics from mom and dad. Can't change that. We think about everything that I think about that we do that's not in concordance with the way we were designed. For instance, we were designed to sleep at night. When we don't sleep at night, stress can come on a system. We were designed to drink water. When we don't drink water, stress can come on a system. We were designed to be outside. When we're not outside, puts stress on the system. We were designed to move, and the list goes on and on. We were designed to love. We were designed to help each other. One of the other things we were designed for is we really were designed to worship God. And when we don't worship God, we have some type, I think, stress on the brain. And stress on the brain creates a lot of bad chemistry too. So as I look back, the reason why, I always like to ask myself, you know, what is stress that we're putting on our systems, and is there anything we can do to lower this stress at any of the levels we talked about? Because that will help us perhaps understand how we might be able to not take the risks of some of these medicines that I've been talking about in the book, Medicines That Kill.
You know, when you go through that list right there, I am just knowing that the devil has made a substitute for every one of those things. We don't have to sleep because we have light at night. We have electric light bulbs. We don't have to drink water because we have pop and coffee and tea and all these things. We don't have to just eat plants like God intended. We have all these refined foods that can sit on the shelf for 17,000 years and not deteriorate. Everything you just mentioned necessary for health, the devil has made sure there is a substitute for it. And that also includes medications. When we have foods that are supposed to be healing for us and supposed to bring healing into our bodies and make us healthy, the devil has made sure that there is a refined food, a sugar-filled food, an oil-filled food, a food that is far from the original plan of food. The devil makes sure there's something there that tastes good, feels good, looks good, smells good, sounds good, that's waiting for us to take us away from that ideal you talked about.
Yeah, and let's look at the evidence out there. You know, as we as a a society on this path that we've been for the last 100 years, are we getting better?
No, we aren't.
You know, do we see the health getting better in the country, or do we see the mental and physical illness, the chronic disease increasing, the rates of heart disease and cancer not going down? These are all things that we need to continue to talk about. Now, don't go away. Charles and I are going to be right back after this short break. Stay with us on HeartWise. You can also visit us at our website. That's heartwiseministries.org. We're going to be right back after this short break. I'm Dr. James Markham, and I talk to patients every day who want to know the truth in healthcare. On our website, heartwiseministries.org, you can have your questions answered. You can read my blog where I talk about interesting and controversial subjects in medicine. You might choose to go to the radio or television sections and learn more about all sorts of health topics. Take the time and go to heartwiseministries.org.
I'd like to think that one day, when we get to heaven, we're going to see a list of people. People like Jared and Susan, who were introduced to Jesus because of something we said. Or maybe it was as simple as a passing smile. But these people will look into their past and be able to say, "I'm here because of you." Recently, you may have heard that HeartWise Ministries has begun spreading the gospel to the young, the old, the sick and the healthy using this very television program, but we need your help. We want to take this type of medical programming to the non-believer and the person who has closed themselves off to traditional forms of outreach. If you believe as we do and want to support HeartWise so that together we can count more names on the Tree of Life, please consider donating today at heartwiseministries.org. That's heartwiseministries.org.
Why am I sick?
How can I get off my medications?
How do I get better?
How can I have ultimate healing?
The Ultimate Prescription by Dr. James L. Markham answers these questions and introduces the reader to the ultimate prescription for our lives. This book is available at your local bookstore or online at Amazon.com.
Welcome back to HeartWise. I'm your host, Charles Mills. We're here with Dr. James Markham, founder, director of HeartWise Ministries, and his latest book is called Medicines That Kill. I recommend that you get a copy of that. You can go to Amazon.com, also heartwiseministries.org. A lot of places you can find this book. This is a, how can I say this? This was not an easy book for Dr. Markham to write because he is a medical doctor, and he's suggesting that there may be other ways of getting well other than medications, and that has caused some people's eyebrows to go up and some people's chins to jut out. But you know what? When you look at the evidence, and we were talking about this before the break, when you look at the evidence, the medications that we're taking today, they're not fixing the problem. We are getting sicker and sicker and taking more and more medications. And compared to 100 years ago, when we didn't have a lot of these lifestyle diseases especially, we weren't taking the medications and we were fine. So just know that you're not sick because of lack of medications. You're sick because something else is happening in your life. And that's what Dr. Markham wants to make sure you understand on this radio program and also in his book, Medicines That Kill. Dr. Markham, you were saying that common sense needs to rule the day. How are we being not sensical? How are we not using common sense when it comes to our health these days?
Well, you know, now one of the biggest ways we're not using common sense is, you know, you are your own best physician.
Yes,
you know,
that's
you
true.
Can take care of yourself better than anyone. And what more valuable investment than you have than your own body?
Yes.
You know, some people spend more time, you know, fixing their car or cleaning the house, which are all great endeavors, than they do taking care of their bodies. And yet it's a very valuable investment. So common sense says that you should spend time learning about it, taking care of it. You know, there's so much information that we can have either via the website, health programs like this, even the Bible, which I use to sort of find my way through when I was getting confused. That has some great suggestions in it that help you stay healthy. Some great stories about when things were perfect, way we can get our chemistry better. Now, I don't want to let people think that there's not a place for modern medicine. You know, if my heart's going too slow, bring on the pacemaker. If I'm having blockages in my arteries, I want something done. But that just gets us over a rough spot till hopefully we can make some changes and allow these other problems to help themselves. You know, and Dr. Esselstyn, he's a very, he's working on cardiovascular disease up at the Cleveland Clinic, and he's done some remarkable studies with coronary artery disease, you know, and he's taken care of people with bypass for many years now. And he's discovered that those that he puts on a plant-based diet with no oil over 20, 25 years, they have not had any progression of their disease. They almost they never go back to the hospital, and he makes them almost heart attack proof. And yet that was something that was given to us in the Bible way back at creation when God says, you know, the best thing for you guys to eat is fruits, vegetables, nuts, and grains. You stay with this, you're going to do a lot better.
And I've often said that if Adam and Eve could come back from wherever they are and they could look at Esselstyn's book and they could read your book and Medicines Can Kill, I can see their beautiful heads nodding, yeah, that makes sense. That's the way God intended. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, and what's so scary to me, Charles, is, 100, 200 years ago, that if you look back in time, you know, at one time, you know, if I looked around 1900, okay, yeah, and said, you know, everyone should quit eating meat, eggs, cheese, and just eat a plant-based diet. You know what people would have done to me? They'd have laughed me out of the place.
Yes,
they'd have said, man, this guy's crazy. You know, similar with cigarettes. They'd say, you're out of your mind. But nowadays, more and more of this is being accepted. And you look at how things have changed in the past, you know, and it's time for us as people, you ask about, you know, having common sense. It's time for us to take it in our own hands. You know, this is your body. It's no one else's body that God has entrusted with you. Learn about it. And I'm not saying everything, you know, I like to think that everything I say is well researched, but you know, I'm not the only corner of truth. There's many out there that also have great things to say, and weigh it against the evidence, weigh it against the scriptures, against science, and then come up with solutions that work for you. But what is not common sense for me is everyone just accepting what's out there and doing it blindly, you know. And I, you know, in the book I say there's a place for medications, but you know, you don't want to do it blindly without knowing why you're taking things, what the risk, what the benefits, letting you know that there could be dangerous side effects, and is the risk worth it? And that's why I wrote this book, a medical doctor who is supposed to be an expert in prescribing medicines. I want to talk about the dangers of medicine, because it doesn't seem like we talk enough about them, even though on the ads on TV, you're definitely hearing, you know, if you take this, 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 and this, notify your doctor if this, this, and this happens, and if you're doing this, don't do this, this, and this. So they have to put it in, but that's more for legal purposes, not to help you do better or avoid the medication per se.
I would have a real problem, Dr. Markham, taking a medication that has one of the adverse side effects is listed as sudden death.
Yeah.
I would have a hard time doing that. I would think twice. Yet so many people just blindly say, oh, here's my medication. How do I take it? Here, let me go, and off we go. And sudden death comes along, and they go, oh, that wasn't supposed to happen. And it was right there in the side effects list.
Yeah, and one of the hardest things I do every day, Charles, is I do give prescriptions that have the potential to cause death. Mm-hmm. All the medicines I use for rhythms can also cause dangerous, life-threatening rhythms. And, you know, the blood thinners I use to break up blood clots, that can cause dangerous, life-threatening bleeding. So I do write prescriptions that are dangerous every day. And all physicians do. And what I do every day is I pray God that I will educate my patient the best they can. I pray that the risk of this medication will be worth the benefits. I try to educate them and say, listen, you know, the Coumadin is dangerous medication, but if you have a stroke, that's even worse. I think the risk worth taking. What do you think? You know, this medicine that helps control this fast heart rate, atrial fibrillation, if you have that heart rate over and over. And if it goes untreated, it can cause damage to the heart, and it can affect your lifestyle. But this medicine, even though it could slow your heart down or have another dangerous rhythm, I think it's worth taking. We got to follow it very closely. So that's what I'm trying to get people to understand, that there is a place for medicine, but it is risky. And you just can't do things on your own on these medicines. You know, you can't say, well, you know, this must be this. Maybe I can do this. And if you add special, you know, over-the-counter things or special herbs, which I consider no more than a medication, if you add these things, you need to let your doctor know, because there sometimes can be adverse reactions if you're not eating or drinking, which can change the metabolism of the medicines, especially the kidneys. That could be potential dangerous. Things like as benign as grapefruit, certain foods can affect your blood thinners. Yes, so there's a host of things out there that can affect this. So that's one of the reasons I wrote the book, but I think you touched on it. I wanted to give people hope. People hope that it's not always going to be about medications. Someday we're not going to need medications. And there's a path to healing that we're not talking about with medicines. And that path of healing comes from that relationship, that love relationship we had with the ultimate physician. Charles, I want you to think of this. Can you imagine going to a doctor's office? You walk in the lobby. You can walk right up front. You don't have to wait for anyone else. Okay. Everyone there, you know how everyone, well, wonder why he's here. No one says that. You walk right in, no forms to fill out, no copay. They take you right back to the room. The doctor's there. He comes up to you and you can talk as long as you want. You can say whatever. He never interrupts you. He listens. He gives you a really good prescription of what to do to help your chemistry, to help heal you. And you can go out and mess up and flub up. And the next day you can come back and you can see him again. He wraps his arms around you, says, Charles, I heard you had a bad day. I love you. Tell me what the problem is. And that can happen every day. That is the ultimate prescription, the ultimate doctor that we all need to be involved with in some way, shape, or form.
Oh my. I am so glad that ultimate doctor, that great physician has his prescription book already written for us. All we have to do is pick up the Bible and go back to that story in Genesis when Adam and Eve were created, and then look at the world that he had. That was his prescription. The world as created, the lifestyle as presented to Adam and Eve, the air, the sunlight, the exercise, the food, the plants, the animals as friends, these are all scribblings in the prescription book of the great physician that if we follow faithfully, with his power, with his help, that brings healing to our bodies and to our minds and to our souls. What a wonderful God we have. And I am so happy that Medicines Can Kill, the book, and Heartwise Ministries, the ministry, is promoting that. Because the further we get away from that ideal, the further we move away from Adam and Eve and what they lived like and the Garden of Eden and what was there, the further we move from that beautiful ideal, the sicker we become. What a beautiful image you've painted for us, Dr. Markham.
Yeah, we want to get rid of these preconceived notions that the media, the internet, and others form. You know, we want to come to that great physician. And when he's talking to us, we want to listen, Amen. You know, see what he's saying, you know, and we know that if we don't do everything right, we can come back and he's going to love us again the next day and the next day and the next day. But the point is, we got to keep coming back. We can't run away. We got to keep seeking the healing that only he can give us ultimately.
Can we have a short prayer for our listeners who may be facing that right now, Dr. Markham?
Absolutely. Father God, we want to thank you for being a God that loves us and cares for each one of us and is always there to love us no matter how far or how sick we are. Thank you for being a God that's there for us and being our friend. And thank you this day for everything you do and for being our ultimate healer is our humble prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Well, Charles, it was a pleasure joining you. We want to thank you and thank all of our listeners for joining us. Go to our website, heartwiseministries.org.
Thank you for joining us today on Heartwise. If you'd like more information on how to build and maintain optimum physical, mental, and spiritual health, log on to heartwiseministries.org. HeartWise is a listener-supported program, and your partnership with us would be greatly appreciated. Once again, our web address is heartwiseministries.org.